Welcome back. The home stretch, folks. The fourth and final hour of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you joining us on the internet, or as the president says, internets. That would be republicbroadcasting.org and franklyspeakingradio.com. Go to the website of our guest this evening, Ralph Epperson. It's www.ralph-epperson.com. And that is, of course, linked up through our website as well. Ralph, welcome back.
Hey, I'm there, Frank.
All right. I'm very, very excited and very appreciative of your time here this evening, and I know the listeners are as well. Well, let's give out the phone number, folks. If you want to dial into us here this evening, feel free. 800-313-9443. That's toll-free and worldwide. Because, again, you know, Ralph, whenever people say, hey, if things get too bad, I'm going to leave the country, my first answer is, what part of New World Order do you not understand? So this is obviously something that affects everybody.
That's correct. Yeah. You're right. It is going to be a world vision.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry Kissinger said America is uniquely endowed to lead the world into the new world order. So we're the ones going to bring it to the world.
Well, not if you have anything to say about it, my friend.
I do what I can.
Hey, amen. Will in Montana, welcome to the program, sir.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good. God bless both of you, men.
Oh.
I really appreciate what you do.
Thank you, sir.
Ralph, I read The Unseen Hand so long ago that I recognize I have to pull it out and reread it.
It's amazing, okay. Isn't it?
Well, yeah, it was a book that was certainly important to me at the time I read it.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, I need to upgrade you on two items.
Okay.
Just lightly, if I might.
Sure.
Maybe I'm wrong. Did I hear you arguing with Ralph about the uselessness of the American public education system?
Just not necessarily the uselessness of it, but rather the solution to it, as opposed to just pulling your kids out of school or just private school. I was offering a third alternative, that's all.
What was it?
My impression of it is that the school system is a perfect opportunity to understand the world system, honestly, and certainly the American system in general, far surpassing and far beyond the education system in general, because what you have there is a situation of rules, parameters, and basically a fence, and we're animals put out to this pasture, and we've been told these are the parameters you don't cross, these are the fences you don't jump or dig underneath. And it's a system, and obviously the school system would say, we will tell you that this is how it is, okay? And when we ask you for this on a test, you give us the answer we want to hear. And what my impression was is that you can take your children and give them the truth, yet tell them that this is how the system works. Look, if you want to get good grades, you give them the answer they want. You don't need to stand up there and try to argue with the teacher who's never going to listen to you just simply because of your age. But quite simply, as long as you know the truth, you go into this situation armed. You go into the magic show not thinking that this is a real magician, but knowing how the tricks work. I think that's an asset. Just my opinion.
Okay. Okay, Ralph, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
I'll take the opportunity to recommend a book, and I'll bet you that Ralph Epperson knows about this book, and I'll just give it a little background briefly. A man wrote a book, I believe, in the mid-1950s.
Hey, Will, I'm sorry to do this to you, brother, but I have to interrupt you for a brief commercial break, but we will come back to you, and I'm anxious to hear about this book, and I would say this, too, that I know that you laughed at my answer, but, you know, don't judge me based on my age either. Folks, we'll be back in three.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights for featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the home stretch, final hour of the program. And joining us, a good man, Ralph Epperson. Welcome back. Ralph?
I'm trying to hold on, Frank.
Are you?
Yes.
You doing okay?
Yes, I'm doing fine.
All right.
I'll make it.
They have this thing called coffee. I know they didn't have it around when you were born, but
that's right.
It's a magical new thing.
They invented it way later. Someone invented it. I guess... I don't know how you would invent coffee, but that's what they did.
Yeah, somebody did, right? I guess. Let's get back to Will in Montana. Will, you were mentioning a book that about education.
Thanks, Frank. Yeah, actually, it was written, I believe, in the mid-50s by a U.S. congressman who was sued by the NEA, the National Education Association, for slander for his remarks about their true nature. And this book, which is called The Turning of the Tides, was written as his defense brief and not intended to be published as a book. But
wow.
When they saw his defense brief, they dropped their lawsuit.
Wow.
Yeah. And, of course, the book was only in very limited production, and copies of it would be rare. But if you can put your hands on one, it'll change your ideas completely about modern education.
Well, I don't think they require a whole lot of change, but I will absolutely seek that. Do you have the author's name by chance?
Right off, I don't.
Okay. I will hunt that down.
Yeah, it would have been published in the 1950s.
Okay.
So that'll help you out.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I wanted to ask Ralph a question, a couple actually. Did I understand correctly that Ralph is available for telephone conversation during the day?
Oh, yes.
Okay, great. I'll call tomorrow. I just wanted to point out, I didn't know if I understood or heard this correctly or not, Ralph, but you were talking about Hiram Abiff.
Yes.
Okay. Hiram Abiff is not a biblical name.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Just Hiram is...
The king of Tyre was Hiram, that's right. Hiram Abiff must be the Masonic version
of
the Galilee.
Well, there's two Hirams in the Bible. And one of the Masons have put the word Abiff on the second one, meaning the father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it's not the king that is murdered. It's not the king that builds the temple. It's his father.
Okay. Well, I'm not altogether certain about that, but in any case, it's sort of a side issue. I do have a question I'd like to ask you. In light of your knowledge and learning, what do you suppose would be, in your mind, the most pertinent thing for people to be asking about or investigating or attempting to engage in today's world, given the events of 9/11 and what has followed after that?
What an excellent question.
Yeah, but it's not an easy answer.
No.
Because it all depends on what, I hate to use the phrase, but how their ox has been gored. You need to find the thing that they would be concerned about and try to show them that it was planned by design or whatever it is, or it happened for reasons that we're not told. You got to find that, and that's the only way. If you try to get someone to believe something that they have no interest in, there, you're going to waste your time.
I think that's an interesting point, and that's sort of why I structure the show the way I do, Ralph. I try to cover a variety of different issues and bring people on because I know that I've heard this many, many times. There's always one issue that somebody's more interested in, more passionate about, or, you know, they work in that field. And when they hear it, they're out to prove me wrong or prove a guest wrong. And that's when their eyes open, and then they start looking at everything. So, yeah. So I guess the main thing that Ralph would say, and it's certainly something I would say, I'm not speaking for him because he's right here, but I would say that the best thing to do is to become a wealth of information and available to people around you, a source for them to go and say, what are those weird things in the sky? Or why is it that global warming is such an important issue? What's the deal with September 11th? What about Pearl Harbor? You know, and so on and so forth. Have a little bit, or at least enough, where you can send people in the direction of people like Ralph Epperson.
Yeah, information sharing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, God bless you guys. Thanks a lot.
God bless you, Will. Thank you for the information. I will absolutely do my best to hunt that book down.
Oh, you'll really enjoy it.
But I look forward to it.
It's a mind bender.
Cool. Well, sounds good. I like to have my mind bent on occasion, especially when I'm learning something.
Good for you, Fred.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. God bless. Let's go to Michael in Missouri. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello. I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Great. I really appreciate Ralph's information, and I wanted to ask if he, because we listened to him before on your show talking about the missiles in Russia being, as far as he knows, and I might have misunderstood, but there was the idea that maybe they're like, for all we know, they could be paper mache's, you know, that there wasn't a lot of evidence that maybe they have a nuclear program. And is that, did I understand that correctly, or is there some room for misunderstanding there?
Yeah, I believe so. Russia had one atomic bomb that was supplied to them by Franklin Roosevelt and his son John Roosevelt under direct orders of the president between 1943 and 44. And they allegedly exploded, and quite likely did, in 1949. But since that time, they've had no, and I mean no, nuclear weapons, not one.
Okay, the reason I ask is I've actually spent a lot of time actually lived in Ukraine for a year, in Tbilisi, Georgia for 9 months, and spent a week over in Georgia. In fact, I was, oddly enough, I was in a region in Russia where I went to the embassy, Russian embassy in Kyiv, Ukraine. And they actually told me the area I wanted to go to, which was Kislevorg, where I believe Yeltsin, former Russian President Yeltsin, used to visit quite frequently. They told me I would not be able to go because it was a, quote, closed city.
Yeah.
And I went back to the United States Embassy and actually emailed them and said, man, this is weird because I didn't think Russia was supposed to have any closed cities. I mean, this is supposed to be beyond the Soviet era, right? But this is a true story. So they advised me not to go. They didn't want me to go. Of course, this
really?
Is close to, yeah, this is close to, what do they call it, Chechnya.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went anyway.
Good for you.
Right. So I and you know, I kind of paid for that later. That's it's another story. But anyway, it's a beautiful area, and we run into some Muslims up there, and but also some soldiers. And this is the kind of the point is that now these guys were actually ex-soldiers, and I spent time with both. One in uniform and two that were ex-soldiers. And they told me, now I don't know if this is true, but they said, we have up in the mountains, he goes, there are bombs up in those mountains that will reach all the way to America.
Yeah.
And of course I was, I mean, could you imagine being in my shoes? And so and they said that a lot of people that will go up there will never come back if they wander off in the wrong part of those mountains. So, and I've been to the museum there in Kyiv. It's kind of like an outdoor thing, and they really have, you know, all the demilitarized missiles and things like that. I lived through the Orange Revolution. I was on the street when the tanks were going boom, boom around the, they surround Kyiv. But my opinion is on that is that I very much do not believe communism is dead. I believe it is totally evil. Somebody had called in and mentioned Russia earlier, I think another caller. And that system, just if you meet the people and spend time with them, I love some of the Russian people, and some of them still hate us. Some
yes.
of them, you know, still like us. But that is an evil system, and I believe it's one that permeates a lot of our society today. And once you've spent time over there, and then you come back home, when I say home, I mean America, you can really see a lot of the way that things are going toward that direction. And if people
yes.
knew, I think they would be more alert and active in trying to, you know, try to change things. Because the way that America's going and what we stand to lose is just, it's priceless what we have compared to what those people have. It's really tragic. And one last thing on that topic, the missiles, or the Russians in general, I don't know if anybody's really paid attention, but when they make these announcements, like Putin made the announcement that he had a new Tupolev, like, I forgot the name, it's a big missile on the back of a truck. They made those things mobile, and then they unleashed the announcement and the photographs and their papers on our Christmas Eve. And then when the North Korean news came out about his little stunt with the, you know, the test underground and so on with the nukes that were supposedly done, and who knows if they were or not, but that was like on Columbus Day and on, what was it, the 4th of July. So it's like they're sending us a message, but is anyone really listening? And then the other thing that really kind of upsets me is when I was in Tbilisi, Georgia, they had actually sent jets, the Russians, sent their fighter jets into Georgian airspace because at the time they had a pro-democracy American-educated president.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you both to hang on here, folks, and then we'll be back after this short break with more of your phone calls and, of course, more from our guest, Ralph Epperson. We'll give out all this contact information again and go through some things in the catalog that that you should pick up that have been at least briefly touched on here this evening. So stay with us. We're back in three.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Welcome to the program. Thomas was just telling me we had a problem with our phone, so yes, I apologize if you got hung up on. Yes, just call us back. Should be sorted out now. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Ralph Epperson, welcome back.
I'm still there, Frank.
The Iron Man.
The Iron Man, 4 hours.
I love it. That's fantastic. Michael in Missouri, go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Anyway, to kind of finish that part of it up, I know that in Tbilisi, Georgia, they had this conflict between there and Russia. And at that time, I think they nailed some spies, Russian spies. But anyway, the Russians actually sent some fighter jets almost into our airspace.
Wow.
And I don't know if that really made the mainstream news, but I was like, wow, that's kind of like... point the gun right at us right there, and I don't really appreciate the media being so silent on the issue. I appreciate John Moore. You had him on Friday.
Yes.
He pretty much told it how it is. It's not Iran is the smallest problem. in my opinion, because who's backing these people? It's the Russians.
Well, that's why it's more than a small problem. But you're right. I see what you're saying, that they're not necessarily the brains behind the operation.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Exactly. And could I make one more comment? It's on global warming.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's appropriate, because I know Ralph's on the show, and I really love his information, by the way. It's just I've listened to him a lot on your show. On the global warming issue, I don't know if you guys discussed this or not, but there's an old ancient text called the Book of the Colburn. I guess they've renamed it the Colburn Bible. But what's fascinating is that in this book written by Egyptian priests and in the other half written by Celtic priests, they talk about something called the Destroyer. And they've got three chapters in that book. And basically what it describes is what appears or what sounds like the return of a second sun. And so NASA tells us, and I get a lot of this information from Marshall Masters, who is the publisher of that book and a former science feature producer for CNN. And what NASA tells us is that 80% of the solar systems out here have multiple suns.
Yes.
So would it make sense to you guys if those guys were writing about this thing that happened 3,006 years ago that looked like a sun coming back by, flying by the Earth, that supposedly happens like every 3,600 years in orbit, wouldn't that explain global warming?
Well, absolutely, and that sort of gels with, again, a lot of the stuff that we have talked about with John on Friday and whatnot. And actually, if you've listened to the show for a while, Michael, and I know you have, you've heard other guests as well have discussed such things, like David Booth, who I just think is unparalleled with his information. Fantastic stuff. But, yeah, absolutely, I think that makes sense. And it also, you know, there was some controversy about launching that, I don't know, expired satellite with a plutonium core into Jupiter, about how maybe they're trying to light up that gas giant as a second sun. But yeah, there's a lot of of occultic ties to something like that, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, and it's interesting if you put yourself in the shoes of the authors of this book. Being an Egyptian priest, you would have believed or bought into the idea of reincarnation.
Oh, yeah.
And if you believe that, and you're back there 3,600 years ago, and you've seen this thing come by and heat the planet up and throw everything into chaos, you would write yourself, maybe, or your loved ones, or humanity, such a book as a survival guide. And I think that's like I think that's a fascinating concept, isn't it? Because I talked to a guy who puts out some CDs on suppressed technology, and he's really into science, and he's really not too positive about our future, but he does this because he hopes that by distributing this stuff that mankind will come out from the change, the transition, or whatever you may want to call it or see it, and hopes that they'll have that information to rebuild from that.
Well, that's an excellent point, and certainly it does actually tie in with our guest here tonight, because I imagine that Ralph would like that also to be sort of a take a look at the unseen hand and say, here's how not to operate, getting in bed with these secret societies and whatnot. But, well, Michael, it's fantastic stuff. Let me let Ralph respond.
No, I agree with I was listening. I don't have anything to say. I think that's fair.
Fantastic.
And I hope to get that book sometime. I've heard a lot about that and his material, and I really enjoy listening to him. So I appreciate you both, and you guys have a wonderful night.
You too, my friend. God bless, and thank you for the fantastic call. You know, he brings up a good point, about people who've heard all about, the unseen hand. And I've mentioned this to you, Ralph. I've seen a lot of films, a lot of DVDs, things like that, and read a lot of books. And every single one of them usually has content specific, of course. If somebody's writing a book about, cartoons, they might not reference you per se. But what I'm saying is that there's always, I see the bibliography has Ralph Epperson in it. Quotes from Ralph Epperson's books are in it. You can see in the background when people are doing DVDs, on their shelf prominently displayed is a copy of The Unseen Hand. Everybody else knows about this, folks. It's time you jumped on board, too, and pick up these books. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back after 3 with more from our special guest this evening, the Marathon Man, Ralph the Professor Epperson. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and we have Ralph Epperson chained to the telephone cord, and he's been with us the entire time. Ralph, welcome back.
Hey, I'm here, Frank.
Boy, I sure do appreciate
that,
too. Well, you're just blowing my mind on a regular basis, my friend, with all the stuff that you do, and you never slow down, you never stop. You're always learning, you're always researching, you're always putting together more things. And I'll be honest with you, if you had the ability to clone yourself, you'd have endless books and films and booklets and all sorts of things available.
I'm getting the technology to make DVDs, Frank, later on this week, maybe first part of next week. So I'm getting ready.
Good.
To put all my lectures on DVDs.
Well, and you know this always, but, if I can help in any capacity, it's there.
Okay,
and I mean legwork in addition to offering the show up for you to talk about it. Because, you are vital to the cause of truth, my friend. That's an absolute fact. Well, and you do a fine job, and people know it. And, people, like I said, I mean, there's really one of the best things for me as a talk show is to have somebody like you on the program is there's really nothing you can't speak about. you're on top of it, man. I mean, you've looked at all these different things from all these different sides, and it's such an important thing to be able to do, is to be versatile. Because like we talked earlier, you never know what one thing is going to hook somebody else into the truth. Sometimes they need to follow their own breadcrumbs, you know, whatever their own appetites might sort of lead them. But you're doing it, man. You're doing it better than anybody else, and I appreciate that so much. Okay. I think history is always been something that's fascinated me. I've always been an archaeology buff, so obviously history kind of goes hand in hand with that to a certain extent. And when I read The Unseen Hand, I was really blown away. In fact, the little subtitle there is, what is it, A Conspiratorial View of History?
Yeah, An Introduction to the Conspiracy.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I don't have it in front of me. But yes, fantastic book. Now, obviously, when you wrote that book, which was in 85, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. The word conspiracy was not necessarily a derogatory term. But it is now. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah,
yeah.
No, I'm right. There is a conspiracy, but
there is.
Hillary said there's a vast right-wing conspiracy out, and that made a mockery of the truth.
Sure.
Her own husband told us there was a conspiracy in 1992.
That's right.
But it was a left-wing conspiracy, not right-wing.
Mm-hmm. And you, I remember when you came to town here, you played the recording for people, and I remember people gasping. I mean, your presentations are so powerful, and we should also point out that if people want to contact you, you are available to go and travel and do these presentations, and
yeah,
there's certainly
sure.
a wide assortment. Yeah.
If we get an audience, let's talk.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about putting one together here also, so this
okay.
is something I'm excited about. Well, you know, it's important information. Like I said, Ralph, you're just so many different presentations and so many different opportunities for people to learn about many different subjects from all the work that you've done. But I want to cover some of the things that we've discussed here this evening. Obviously, a great chunk of it was about Masonry. It started with the idea of Masonry being out to destroy Christianity, which, of course, was validated later on in the interview. But we started out talking about very prominent Masons and about how they were, you know, for the most part, tasked to do certain things. And every time they strike a blow against Christianity, they're rewarded.
That's correct.
And we talked about James Cameron and the Tomb of Jesus, this new thing that is just on television. Dan Brown, of course, writing a book about Masonry. That's due to come out. We talked about, you mentioned the doctor. What was his last name? Who was working on the Shroud of Turin?
Dr. Michael Tite. I'm very
yes.
sure you off to catch you. I understand. Dr.
Yes.
Michael Tite. Yes.
Yes, and he's obviously rewarded with his participation in attempting to impugn the legitimacy of the Shroud of Turin. All these things are obviously happening, and then of course we go back to this one Harry S. Truman.
Yes.
Who was rewarded after dropping the atomic bombs on Japan.
That's correct. On Christians in Japan. That's
mm-hmm.
correct.
Yeah, he was, rewarded with a 33rd degree.
Right, 4 months after he dropped the bombs after America learned that Japan was trying to surrender, we knew that, Truman knew that, he dropped the bombs anyway. And he didn't drop them on military targets. I've never seen one picture of dead soldiers or dead, or a barracks blown up or a ammunition dump or some battleships rusting in from the heat and the radiation. It's always civilians. I wonder why.
Yeah. Well, was there ever any official explanation of why those targets were chosen?
No, they're not that I know of. That's an interesting question. I never thought about that. They just picked them, and they were both on the 33rd degree northern latitude.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
And
yeah.
4 months after Truman was, who was the 32nd, after he dropped the bombs, he became a 33rd. He was raised.
Mm-hmm. So there's always that element where there's a reward system. And obviously we know about other things, of course, the Masons getting preferential treatment with traffic stops because they have the sticker on their car. We know about the handshake that they do that you've talked about and exposed that. We've also discussed about some of the other things, about them really being able to, get out of court violations and whatnot. It's interesting because you remember the story. It came out several years ago. I remember reading it, where there was the and it was just brought up again in that documentary on Discovery Channel, where there was a Masonic ritual where a guy pulled out a gun and shot the other guy and killed him.
Yes.
And they said that it was deemed to be an accident because the guy pulled the wrong pistol out of his pocket.
Yeah, right.
So he had one with a blank and one with a real bullet, and he pulled out the wrong one. And my question is, what the hell was he doing with two guns in his pocket?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? If you're the best man at a wedding, you don't hold a pocket full of wedding rings and hope that you happen to pull out the right one when they say, you know, the rings. You know, it's ridiculous.
Well, I can find no evidence that a gun is used at all in any Masonic ritual. None of them.
Yeah.
So I don't understand this. When I read that article, I was stunned, too. I don't understand.
It's ridiculous.
There is no gun. They don't use a gun in their mm-hmm. rituals.
And it was deemed to be an accident, and there was never any follow-up, no prosecution, nothing like that.
I want to make a startling statement. I believe that this is theory. I want to make sure you understand it's theory.
Okay.
That the JonBenet Ramsey murder, the parents are Masons, and that's
really?
Why there's not an true investigation into the murder of that little girl.
That is interesting.
The same thing with the girl down in, I've forgotten her name, the Holloway girl down in...
Natalie Holloway, yeah.
In Jamaica, was it?
No, it was some other place. I don't know,
wherever that was.
Aruba or something, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, I don't remember. Anyway.
Yeah, somewhere.
I believe that the father of the maiden suspect was being trained to be a judge, and I have a feeling that he was a Mason, and his son might have been in De Molay, and they protected him
mm-hmm.
and made sure that he didn't get found guilty of any crime. So,
yeah.
In other words, this is the way it works.
Yes.
If you're a Mason, the Masons protect you, even at the expense of murder.
Yes, and a lot of people might see that as a great opportunity, not just to network to get better jobs, but also as a benefit to be able to say, hey, look, I'm this is a shortcut. To me, it's that idea, the shortcutting, the, taking a fast track, being a member of an elite group of people who are better than someone else. That is the road to Satanism, my friends. Every time you try to shortcut, you're taking yourself off the path that God has put you on, and that, you should understand the implications of that. Because here's the thing. There is a company out there that sells, the Masonic stickers that you can put on your car. And I remember talking about, I said, man, I'm going to get them on the show and get a bunch of these stickers and give them away. Because that would be great to throw off the local cops and make them think that everybody's a Mason. And just, you know, pretty soon they would be writing any tickets. Right? I thought it'd be really funny to do. But then I thought, you know, I ain't going to have one of these Luciferian symbols on my car. So forget that idea. I just threw it away. But it's very funny, I thought.
Let me explain what you're talking about.
Yes.
For those that don't, maybe don't
okay.
understand.
Yeah.
Next time you pull up behind a car and you're in the driver's seat, of course, driving your car, if you notice that there are two or maybe three round things, probably 2 inches in diameter, on the back of the trunk normally, rather than on the bumper, they're on the trunk, and they're always on the driver's side. And they're Masonic symbols, the square and the compass, the Eastern Star with the star upside down. I think there's one more, maybe the Shriners, I guess it is. And what are they there for?
Mm-hmm.
They're noticed, they're as high as you can get them up on the trunk, and they're there to if the driver of the car gets stopped by a policeman. The policeman parks his car behind the car, the mm-hmm. stop car, and walks along the passenger side, the driver's side, and he can see that the driver's a Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's a Mason, he won't give him a ticket, because the Masons don't give tickets to their brothers.
Yep.
And that's what those things are for.
Absolutely.
And that's why people put them on the back. That means they can violate the law and get away with it.
Yep.
Now, you and I can't do that, but this is called justice. The Masons believe in justice, don't they? And there's this justice for them, but not for us.
Mm-hmm.
And justice means to avoid the ticket.
Yes.
And that's why they're there. Next time you see it, start looking for it. You'll see them. They're very pretty. They're glossy, made out of enamel or something, probably to take the weather. And they're probably, I think there might be magnetic or something, stuck on the back of the car on the driver's side.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
I've actually seen them on the back windows as well.
Yeah, that's even mm-hmm. better.
Yeah.
But these, we're talking about the metal things. I think they're attached Maybe you can.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right, right. No, it's very possible. All and right. then, you know, the license plates as well as the rings and all the other different, you know, tie pins and all that stuff. I mean, it's out there for those who can see it, which is very interesting, Ralph. Did you, I didn't really catch it if they had an explanation of the tomb of Jesus where they had like a little pyramid and a little circle in the middle over the door. Did you catch that?
I saw that and I can't explain it. The first thought is that it's the Masons. Use the square, a 90-degree angle made out of metal. But these weren't, this looked more like a roof, kind of curved on the end.
Yeah, like an arch.
And then the star, the circle, could be the sun, but it didn't make sense. I can't explain. If the lines were straight, you could argue that it could be the square from the Masonic Lodge. But secondly, that means that that symbol would be 2,000 years old, because these tombs were built around the year, you know, zero or shortly thereafter. For the if they came to be from Jesus, they were, you know, tombed was dug out in the year 30 or 40, something like that.
You know, and it'll be interesting to see if, you know, where that all develops. I wonder if this isn't maybe a publicity stunt to kind of seed something out there to see where, you know, how people go. But it's interesting because you've got a connection there. Excuse me. And the connection, of course, is one of the most influential things in American society and presumably the world as well. And that would be, of course, Hollywood. So you've got Dan Brown. His next book is going to be about Freemasonry. He is, of course, his things are going to be developed into films regardless, because The Da Vinci Code was made so much money. He's got many films. Now, whether or not they have Tom Hanks with bad hair is a different story altogether. But they will, of course, continue to put out movies, movie versions of his book. James Cameron, you know, this is a guy who's been in the business for a long time. He's got some credibility. And then, of course, you can go through all the list of other prominent Hollywood personnel and wonder a great many things about them as well, such as, you know, secret societies and different things, cults like Tom Cruise and Scientology. You know, who knows what else is out there. But you also take a look at the film National Treasure, which we talked about, which is virtually a two-hour recruitment film for the Freemasons, the various things that they need in this time to open this up for younger generations, you know, get some young blood in the organization. And then, you know, another movie that we've really not talked about before on the show, Ralph, is From Hell, about Jack the Ripper.
Yes. Well, there are probably four or five movies out in the past, probably 15, 20 years about Jack the Ripper, most of which, I think all the ones I've ever seen, have indicated that it was a Mason that killed killed those five prostitutes. And that's what that From Hell movie did, was pointed out it was the Masons that killed them.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting.
Now, I was going to make, let's talk about Walt Disney. Walt Disney was at least a Mason.
Mm-hmm.
I've read where, I've got documentation that he was a third degree master Mason. And people claim he's a 33rd. I can't say. But I'll say this. Maybe, I don't know if we talked about this, but you know that, notice that Walt Disney's hero is Mickey Mouse. And if you write down the M and the M, put them, you know, side by side, with kind of curved letters, not straight, and then turned it 90 degrees, you'll get a 3-3. You ever think about that?
No. It's
and
interesting.
I think that's the reason why he picked the name Mickey Mouse, because it's a 33 of the Masonic Lodge.
You know, I had a guest on, Ralph, who was talking about, you know, Masonic signatures and films and things like that. And he mentioned about the cartoon characters in, you know, in Disney's little you know, repertoire. They all have the white gloves on.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
It's interesting, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Masonic.
Yeah. So, you know, there's definitely something to that, I think. And you know, you can look at this whole thing as one giant, bizarre coincidence. And I remember I was interviewing the editor-in-chief for Popular Mechanics, Jim Meigs, about this ridiculous disinformation book that they had put out called Debunking 9/11 Myths.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I had all sorts of stories in front of me. And every single time he put something out, he called it a conspiracy theory. And I said, well, this comes from the Associated Press. This comes from the BBC. This comes from this. And he didn't really have anything to respond with.
No.
But, you know, I told him, I said, listen, Jim, if you were here in the studio with me, I might knock this cup of coffee into your lap, the scalding hot coffee right on your crotch. And I said, I'm sorry. And then, you know, you'd say, oh, I guess I'll let it go this time. And then I did it again. And then I did it again. And then I did it again. At what point, Jim, I said, would you start thinking that maybe this wasn't all one giant coincidence, but maybe intentional, maybe, you know, orchestrated? And he's like,
No, they, I think there's a reason why they do that. They don't want to admit that they're wrong, especially that they were fooled by it, that they didn't figure it out like you and I figured it out.
Well, I didn't figure anything out. I just ran across a guy by the name of Ralph Epperson, and he made it easy for me because then I could just check the sources and not have to do all the research necessarily. And you've made it easy for a lot of people to wake up. And at the same time, Ralph, you've also burdened them severely because you have made it easy enough where if they don't take, you know, the reins themselves, if they don't accept the burden that God has placed on their shoulders by hearing about you and about your books and whatnot, and they choose not to pick them up and read them or whatever the case may be, then, well, that's on them. So, again, there's a certain burden of responsibility that I believe in, and I believe in personal responsibility. And I think that we could talk about these things, and I think that's our role, at least here on the show, to talk about such things and let people know that there are different avenues that they need to explore, different solutions that are out there, different ideas, different concepts. And again, you have to know what the questions are in order to find the answers. So by putting this out there for people, they have no more excuses. And then, unfortunately, well, it's a wake-up call time. And you know, a lot of people can get through it, but you got to have faith. And, Ralph, when we come back here, I want to talk about the different books that maybe contextualize some of this stuff. We mentioned the Masons, and I know you've got books about them and the government. We mentioned that, American and World History, Proof of God's Existence, and much, much more. So, folks, get your pen and paper out, and we'll give out all Ralph's contact info and the books that maybe we've referenced here tonight, okay? Stay with us back in three to wrap up the big show.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Amazing stuff, folks. Two guests in the only 2 days we've done this week, and both have stayed on for all 4 hours. I'm just amazed and in awe of our good friend tonight, Ralph Epperson. Thank you again so much. You're just dazzling.
Well, no, Blake, I appreciate the opportunity. I mean, I'm trying to educate you. You enjoy controversial things, and you allow me to say what I want to say, and I appreciate that.
Well, except for that list I sent you over earlier, was do not speak about this,
yeah,
or this.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you notice I've done a good job of not doing that, Frank. I follow your instructions well.
You're a good little servant.
Yes.
Not for me, though, but for God. You are, absolutely. We mentioned about a variety of things. Of course, on Masons, there's the book Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity, which is an incredible, incredible book. And then also your review of Morals and Dogma, which is, again, straight out of the Masonic literature, that proves that they are swearing an allegiance to Lucifer.
That's correct.
Now, what else would you recommend for somebody looking for more information on Freemasonry?
Well, those are the two best things to do.
Okay.
I've also got a booklet called The New World Order, which talks about Masonry and what the New World Order is, why George Bush, mm-hmm. The father, talked about it in 1990. What did he mean by the phrase, the New World Order? As far as I know, I was the first one to come out with that book, with a book on that title, mm-hmm. that subject. And as far as I know, it's still the best one on the market on the subject. What is this New World Order? I've got my fourth book is called Jesse James, United States Senator. We didn't talk much about that tonight.
We're going to do another whole show on that. And I've been told, I've had past guests who've told me, they said, Frank, you know, that Jesse James show you did with Ralph Epperson was one of the best shows I've ever heard. So,
I'll be darned. Right?
No, that's true. It's absolutely true.
Well, that book shows that Jesse James lived to be 103 years old and was a major player in this nation's past. And it's all written down. It's all documented.
Mm-hmm.
And that book, it's number four. Then I got a flock of videos about America's Secret Destiny, Clinton's conspiracy.
Yeah. Don't you also have a booklet on America's Secret Destiny?
Yes, it's either a video or a booklet.
Okay,
that's correct.
Fantastic. So
A video out called The Driver Shot Kennedy. I didn't put it out. Bill Cooper put it out. But mm-hmm. As you know, Bill Cooper's no longer with us, and so his tape is available. I made a copy of it and put it on my video.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got, in addition to this 20 minutes or so, I've got about another hour and 40 minutes of additional stuff that I put out on the subject that mm-hmm. shows you that we know the driver shot the president. The fatal shot was shot by the driver. He's the one that killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. New World Order. Oh, there's the latest thing. My last video that I put out was called No Nukes But U.S. Nukes. We talked briefly about that tonight. I'm of the opinion that with documentation, I don't make the statement without evidence, that there are no nuclear weapons anywhere in the world except mm-hmm. in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
There are simply none except in the United States. The only ones that are here are in the United States. That's it, none.
Yeah.
Not Israel, not France, not England, not Red China, not India, not Pakistan, no one. No one's got them. Not Israel, no one, except the United States. And I prove it as best you can
mm-hmm.
without them saying it. You know, I got to use evidence, but the mm-hmm. evidence I've got shows you. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
It's legitimate. I think, Frank, I don't know. I guess would you say that that helped you understand that I was right when I showed you that stuff back in, a couple of 3 years ago?
Let me say this, Ralph, that everything you've ever said has always resonated with me, and I've never doubted you on anything except that one thing until I saw your presentation.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know what I mean? It's like when you're like, oh, we've got all this, this, and this. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I read the book. Oh, yeah, that's well, absolutely. It's sourced, it's referenced, and all that stuff. But, you know, you have only the video available or the presentation. But when you see that, it's incredible. So, folks, call Ralph Epperson. Write this down. 800-422-3888. That's 800-422-3888. Ask him about these incredible books. and he'll guide you to the one that will suit your needs. Ralph, God bless you and everything that you've
God
done and all
you
that
too,
you still
Frank.
Do.
Thanks very much.
Have a great one, folks. See you tomorrow.